Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
What happens when you live a soul-guided life? You say goodbye to your old small self and say hello to your soul. Each week on Your Soul Guidance Radio, where you make dreams come true, Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and go after your biggest dreams. Learn to overcome any obstacle that's stopping you and turn adversities into adventures. Saskia's life is the living proof that extraordinary choices lead to an extraordinary life. She triumphed from being held at gunpoint in the jungles of Africa to traveling to over 55 countries, helping people around the world tap into the power of their soul. You know you have a calling. Each week, let Saskia and her guests show you how to play the biggest game of your life. Now, here is your host, Saskia Rowell.
Hello, everyone. I'm your host, Saskia Rowell from YourSoulGuidance.com, and you are listening to Your Soul Guidance with me on Transformation Talk Radio. So stay with us for the next hour, and let us help you experience how to say goodbye to your old small self and say hello to the big dreams of your soul. This show is all about soul, about your soul, how to unleash that unstoppable power and birth your dreams. And today, we are in for a very great treat, Lilou Massé. And she's going to talk about the abundant journey of an open heart, the law of attraction, how you can manifest your dreams. And I must say, I have been co-authoring with like Jack Canfield, Deepak Chopra, Stephen Covey. I've worked with thousands of people and interviewed many. But when I researched Lilou Massé, and when she asked to come on my show, it struck me that Lilou's message and soul purpose is so unique, and she has such a refreshing approach. And I must say, one of the most authentic voices that I've come across in the world, with such a hunger to inspire millions of people to make a difference. Lilou is an absolute example of following her soul's guidance and see the successes of what happens when you do that, when you do not let fear stop you, when you go, regardless if you have a job or money. A little bit more about Lilou is she's an author, a web sensation with over 16 million viewers on YouTube, 1,800 videos, 800 interviews, and she's interviewed one of the most exceptional people, and she is the most and the fast-growing web TV host globally. And Lilou's mission is to spread the joy, the freedom, and the personal awakening, and not only for one person, but I guess for the whole wild world. At this moment, she's traveling with her Juicy Living Tour, so you're in for a very juicy morning here. Welcome, Lilou.
Thank you. Oh my goodness, I'm excited to speak with you. I love it. And I love your accent.
And I love your accent. And you know, what I want to say before we give the floor to Lilou, I want to say this, because we're in for a really inspiring morning where we're going to inspire the heck out of you to follow your heart and your big dreams. And it's funny because people come to me when they want to remove those invisible blocks, like when you're stuck, you want to really reach that big dream, or you want to reach even higher in your potential, or you want to find your soulmate or move to Italy or make that bold career move. But often people are like standing on the springboard and suddenly they're stuck. And for all of you, you're listening, you know, I can imagine you can then run into those blocks and feel so frustrated. And I have a free gift. It's the 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams. I want to give that away. So that's why I'm announcing it right at the beginning of the show. You can find that at www.yoursoulguidance.com, at yoursoulguidance.com. Okay, back to Lilou. Lilou, we all have a soul path that's been calling all of us, and you know, sometimes forever, and at some point in our life, you know, we open that door, you open that door, and you say goodbye to your old small self, and you say hello to yourself. Can you relate to that? Is there been a moment in your life when you kind of blasted that door open?
Oh, yeah. Actually, that door was open for me. Somebody opened it for me because I worked for quite some years, many years in Chicago and in Florida, being self-employed. And then I decided to go back in 2008 back to London. And in London, I worked for the first time pretty much for someone. And 7 months later, I got fired. And that moment when I got fired, I was really pissed off because all of a sudden I had no more job and I was living in this expensive city and none of this had ever happened to me. And how is this possible? And how am I going to relate to others? And how am I going to survive this? And that really was the biggest eye-opener ever. And when I started, after losing my job, this is when really the real life started. Because for many years, I had been posting videos on YouTube. A lot, millions of people were already watching it. I was having this double life. And I didn't have the guts to do it fully until this guy fired me, and it was hard, a big shock to the ego. But then I started to invite more. Life was inviting me for more.
You know, it's like we need that crisis, right, to sometimes last open that door, because, you know, we got to tap into our courage. And you know, I know you wrote two books to one, and I love the titles. I lost my job, and I liked it. I had no money, and I liked it. And I'm the biggest advocate of this. You know, one morning I woke up, and I heard the voice of my soul telling me we had to leave. We have to leave Holland. And we had this wonderful life with five kids. I had just been given birth, and we left Holland, and we basically took an enormous leap and listened to that inner calling. And we came to America like the pilgrims, you know, with five kids, a dog, one suitcase, no money, no jobs, no relatives, no friends, and five kids who really didn't speak a word of English. And I so believed at some point, right, we just gotta follow our guts and do it.
And it takes a lot of courage, and most of the time it looks like I'm gonna jump off of a cliff. I do not know what it's gonna look like, but I have to do it. And this is how I felt in particularly beginning of 2011 when I started the Juicy Living Tour, which was ultimately what I really, really, really wanted to do. So it took few steps, you know, to live and to fully get into the dream itself. And now I feel I'm living every day my purpose. So probably my third book is going to be called I Found My Purpose and I Love It.
And I love it.
I'm having a ball. And it's so great to see the support of the universe and the ideas coming in and the synchronicities and the wonderful people that I meet along the way. It's so much more effortless than before.
Isn't that so true? And I see we're almost heading to a break, but I think that's the crux. I mean, when you start living your dream and you have the guts, I'm not going to say it's easier. In some points, yeah, you meet really extraordinary challenges, but you get the extraordinary result, but you get more in the flow. It's really like the universe lines up to show us. And I want to talk more about that after the break. All of you, we're having a very juicy show. We have Lilou Massé talking about the abundant journey of an open heart, how to go after your big dream. Stay tuned. We will be right back after the break.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world to find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to your dreams. Or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Gratitude, asks Sacred Space. Tell me, who are you? I would like to meet you and get to know you better. Gratitude responds, I am that which embraces each atom of your universe. I am that which makes your environment vibrate with very high frequency. I am that which attracts towards you all the hearts that you shelter. Wouldn't it be wonderful to allow yourself to bathe in the energy of your own sacred space every single day? Learn how to create your inner sacred space using our Essence of Gratitude Trio, which includes the Gratitude in Action, Actions of Gratitude book, our Essence of Gratitude journal, and our Bungee bookmark, all which emanate powerful vibrations that transform your life in health, creativity, wealth, and enriched relationships. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. You're listening to Your Soul Guidance with Saskia Roel. And today we have a special guest, Lilou Massé. And we were talking about the most inspiring things about going after your big dreams, about Lilou's book, I Had No Money and I Liked It. I lost my job and I liked it. But before we go any further, Lilou, how can people connect with you?
Through YouTube. I have a YouTube channel, like most people these days, is a youtube.com/Lilou Massé, LILOUMACE. And then where you just Google my name, and there's tons and tons and tons of information and interviews with very, very inspiring people I've done. And it's just, even if you type Lilou, I think you'll find some information.
Great, great. Lilou, I want to dive right back in. We were talking about, going after our dreams and how then, when you have the guts to do it, how the universe lines up in our favor. How is that manifesting for you now? Because do you still go after your dreams? What's your biggest vision now?
I have so many dreams, and it's wonderful how now it feels more and more and more real and aligned with my true self. Mm-hmm. What I mean by that is that before I used to dream other people's dreams, and it would be dreams that would just not fit, and I would go and work hard towards something and make people believe or make myself believe. It's just like it's not who I am and what I want. And I've been very humbled by life the past 2 years. And especially last year, I was traveling throughout the US Right. Where I had a certain way and a certain thing, certain things I wanted it to happen my way, but it just the universe kind of, or life had a bigger plan, a much bigger plan. And I thought that if it wouldn't go this way, it would be a smaller plan. But there is actually some things that needed to happen before so that I could understand and just be and appreciate whatever is there every step of the way. And it's been since then, since just letting go that part of myself that think it knew, it really is way more effortless, and it's about letting things come to me, and it's wonderful. It's and now I'm having fun. I'm living in the juice.
You totally do. You know what you say is, as I picture that, and I truly believe that when we get in. There's a big part where we have to surrender, like, and when we surrender and can give over. I just made a few video series about it, how I talk about how I can see when we really surrender. And no matter if you want to, like, birth a book or a baby or a business or whatever dream you're birthing, at some point you got to surrender in that flow and the way that it, you know, it. I learned to do it was when I gave birth to my babies. I gave, you know, I have 5 children, and in Holland you can give birth, you know, at home. Mm-hmm. And they were birthed like in half hour time. I mean, from the first contraction to actual, you know, having the baby in my arm, like I squatted down and I could do it that way. But the only way why it happened that way, because I'm the same as everybody else, that's how we are, is that I completely surrendered. And instead of like the pushing to achieve, it was like listening to receive. And that's, you know, where I believe when our dreams are not happening, we're pushing, we're not completely giving over either to the wisdom of our body or our mind or our soul. And I always say, for me, it's such a beautiful metaphor, and I've experienced it live, actually, how it works that way.
Yeah, we just have to be ourselves, and we want to be somebody else. We want to do this and that in order to, but ultimately we have to be ourselves. And by being ourselves and centered and just doing and being in integrity within ourselves and being, being in integrity or being transparent within ourselves, not to others, not to pretend, but really, you know, this me-to-me relationship. When that is a clear one, you just trust and you just move forward, and who you are attracts who you are. and so it fulfills, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy, is just things come to you. And I'm really amazed at all this knowledge now that we're digging back from our ancestors, and even as I'm traveling throughout Europe, and I traveled in Holland for a few weeks. I mean, this knowledge is being spread all over the place, all around the world. Everybody is in alignment. And it's beautiful to watch and to witness and to see that the challenges are the same everywhere, but also that the veil is thinner and thinner, and people can see the truth and want to live the truth and are ready to take action and go from practice, from theory to practice. And that's what I really, that's my heart desire, is that people, that we all go for it, and that we really take action instead of criticizing, that we just do it and have the courage to be the leaders in our life, to do what we know we have to do instead of just living by and paying the bills and having the work. There's so much more to live than that.
And that's part of the message. What was your hardest block to overcome to really get to that?
The hardest one was probably the blockage was a blockage of the heart, and that's why I describe it in the second book. And that's why, to me, when we have an open heart, we start to trust, and our journey expands, and we love and connect and take actions from the heart. The biggest block was that I was afraid to love and let love in and see who I was, and to show up as I was. I had to make pretense, or I wasn't really fully embracing, and I'm still not. I'm in the process of to embrace the magnificence that I have, and to embrace the awkwardness and everything, good or what seemed good or bad, and the challenges, and stop being so judgmental and hard on myself. The biggest blockage was the heart. I mean, it was just this connection to the heart. It was non-existent anymore. I was afraid to love. I was more in fear than in love.
Yeah, and you seem what always strikes me when, you know, I watch you interview, you have an enormous humbleness or openness or vulnerability, what is so likable.
Thank you.
And that is probably, you know, you don't have to cover up anything. You're Lilou, and that's with everything. Like you say, your awkwardness or your there is nothing there that's not Lilou. That's what I'm, you know.
And that's what's beautiful when we start to live our journey. And this is a lesson. This is a day-to-day lesson. But to just it's okay if we do boo-boos and if it's not perfect and if I'm going to use the wrong tense in a word or in a sentence, or because it's all part of the more we accept ourselves, and the more there's just it's inspiring for others, I think, to see it, and it inspires ourselves to just be who we are. And it's so freeing, you know, it's like coming out of this prison that is totally fake, and to just be there and sit there. And I can do that, particularly in interview. I can interview. I just love that moment. It's so delicious. It's so kind of, I feel connected to all that is. I know this is what I'm supposed to do. So I let things kind of, I dance with what happens. And I wish I would be like that all the time in life. You know, I wish I would be like this in my personal life, to just dance and let it be and bounce back. And this is so magnificent. So I'm learning from those interviews, and I'm, as much as I can, applying it in life. But it can be a challenge.
Yeah, yeah. You know, what I think, it's always like, you know, we expand, and then, you know, there comes a moment where our soul is already like one step ahead of us again, like daring us, like, okay, now maybe you think you sit on a nice place or you mastered this, and then you got to move on again and again, you know, take the next step of the journey and face the fears and keep going. But it's exciting as well. I mean,
there is no end. Yeah, but there is no end. But then it feels like the challenge we face are really in perfect alignment. It feels like it's the right questioning and the right problems that we have, and the right, it's like in challenges. So there's less of a gap, you know.
Right.
You know that there's a good reason for that. So it's not as hurtful as before, and or even though if there is emotions, you kind of sit in it and they transmute much faster.
Right.
Because there's this acceptance and this allowing.
Yeah. Well, Lilou, we will head to a break now. All of you are listening to Your Soul Guidance. We have Lilou Massé here talking about going after your big dreams, her juicy living tour, and her passion of life and abundant open heart. We will be right back after the break.
Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Join Join Lisa Kay, international business consultant and mentor, and host of the hit show Success and Empowerment, as she combines a voracious appetite for learning and a life mission to understand and simplify the complex as she delivers a recipe for your unique talent. Lisa's intuitive ability to ask the right question has set her apart as she engages the most inspiring people in the world to tell their story. Tune in each Tuesday at 2 Pacific at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com.
Tune in to Dialogue Radio with Dr. Jeff on TransformationTalkRadio.com as the stories of the universe are revealed in this engaging and creative hit show. Mondays at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern, Dr. Jeff fills the airwaves with Dialogue Radio, an epic conversation on self, society, and sustainability. Provocative, educational, transformative, and mythic, Dialogue Radio is the place where story seeds the imagination, heals the heart, and inspires personal, social, and planetary evolution.
Tune in each Monday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Elizabeth Anglin Show, your psychic connection to your soul's path. Elizabeth takes you to the Universal Etheric Space Library, where soul records and life lesson plans are stored. This live call-in show will help you decide what your life plan is through the help of your guides and guardian angels. Visit ElizabethAnglin.com or call 1-888-640-4893 to schedule your reading with psychic medium, animal communicator, Elizabeth Anglin.
The hit radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina is energizing people everywhere to rise to the occasion of their lives. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you feel that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Let Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina help you to step into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Co-host Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz invite you to join them every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio and rise to the occasion of your life.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
Hi, everyone. We're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia. Today, we have Lilou Massé. Lilou, how can people connect with you?
Through the Juicy Living Tour, through Facebook, through YouTube. You just type in Lilou Massé, L-I-L-O-U, and then M-A-C-A in Google, and you Google it, and you'll find many websites.
Guys, do it by all means. Lilou is a web sensation. And if you want to be inspired, you just go there. One evening I was home and everybody was gone. All my kids were gone and everybody was gone. It was so unlikely. I have 4 dogs, 5 kids and adults. And there was nobody there. And I, you know, started to look at the Lilou Massé and I came across her website and I just couldn't stop before I knew it. It was like 3 hours past, honestly. I'm looking at interviews. I have so much fun and I'm learning a lot listening and you know, going to different topics. It's about every topic you have interviews. So if you Google Lilou Massé, you can find her. Absolutely, you know, don't do it when you have nothing to do. Just do it even on purpose.
Be careful, you'll get sucked in.
like I was. I was completely sucked in. And I'm like, one more video. I want to do one more here.
They're all free. And it's totally my joy to do those and to have people watch it. I love it.
Lilou, what is it in you that this is your sole purpose? I mean, it's
love doing it.
String in your soul.
I love doing it. My soul sings like you when you interview. Obviously, you love it. I can tell. Yeah. And people can tell it from a gardener that loves to garden to somebody cooking, that their food tastes so delicious, to somebody interviewing and you enjoy the conversation. There's something you feel connected to. It's all because the heart is there, because that person is enjoying what they're doing. It doesn't mean it's perfect. It's just done from love, from an unconditional place, from a place of joy, of passion, of then purpose. Yeah, I think it's intimately linked.
Yeah. And Lilou, as you know, you wrote your book, I Lost My Job and I Liked It. I Had No Money and I Liked It. What did you like about it? I want to know. I mean, I can kind of relate, but
I loved what it has opened up. I loved the gift of it. I loved, for example, having no money and finding myself with no more money on my account and in total panic attack. Of course, I didn't like the panic attacks and the fears and the whole motions I had to go through that I describe in the book. But what I love is how my life is now, and what I love is this process and how it made me realize that life is abundant. The nature of life is abundant. It's in every single detail now that I see it, that I live it, that I don't worry about it, that I'm free from it. My relationship to money is definitely 1,000 miles from where it was before. Mm-hmm. There is I feel protected and I feel surrounded, and I don't have to worry or question or hold back, or is wonderful to have this feeling. So to be living my life purpose, to be free to do it, to travel the world and interview amazing authors, to all of that is in perfect alignment, and I feel supported by the universe. I would say that the universe is my big boss now instead of the little boss with a lot of ego.
Yeah. And the universe, responds if we see the word universe. I mean, the verse is the love, the verse of love. It responds to it. When we live that, it gets in harmony, it gets in tune. And when our dreams are aligned with our soul purpose, it is abundant. I totally see that and have really seen that in my whole life as too, taking reinvented my life 3 times and given up everything. Mm. Everything, like my job, my marriage, my country, my friends, and on and on. At some point, it's not a trust. It's not like you have faith, but it turns into a knowing. And I think, in you, it has completely turned in knowing.
Yeah, your book would be I Lost Everything and I Love It.
Well, my book is, I wrote my book, it's called A Suitcase Full of Faith.
Oh, there we go, you see. How wonderful.
It's written, and you know, but that's 47 stories about how you follow your soul and you know how the universe supports you, and when you go into dialogue, well, I have fear, and then you do it regardless. But yeah. Lilou, what is your biggest lesson learned in all of this?
To follow my heart, to really to follow this inner voice, to have the courage to just. To follow to my own guidance, but at the same time the sign of the universe and the synchronicities, and to kind of be carried by it instead of forcing my way in, instead of trying to open closed doors, to just take the open doors and to be excited about them and to be adventurous and playful in the game, and just knowing that there's an exciting door that I'm about to open, and this, there's this big playground, and it's really quite amazing, the imagination, how the imagination and reality and our thoughts manifest the reality we live in. It's a wonderful play right there. And we're so powerful, we're so divine, but it's not the powerful power that we know. It's just this beautiful power of creation. It's so delicious. I'm just starting to tickle it. I'm just starting to play with it. It's so fantastic.
Yeah, yeah. And then, like I said before, again and again, you possess a humbleness in that. What I don't see very often with people, a humbleness.
But you have to. There's no other way when you're so surprised and amazed by life. You know that you're part of this creation, but gosh, how wonderful to be able to experience it through the heart and see, look at what life is offering me. It's just, you know, it's not you, yet it's you. The ego doesn't get trapped in it, because it's so much bigger than what you can have imagined. It feels so much better. It's so much more vivid and colorful. How can we confuse it with our own little person?
But Lilou, there's an important part here where you purposely surround yourself with people who inspire you, correct?
Yeah, to me that's really essential.
Yeah.
To have those conversations on a regular basis. I don't really, well, these days, because I travel so much and interview those authors of those wonderful books, I don't read so much, but I meet them, and I found that I don't need to convince any more people around me or family and what have you. I just know that I'm doing my thing. I travel, and even though if most of my friends do not understand what I'm doing and I have those challenging conversations sometimes, I don't go there. They're the one that initiate that conversation, because I wouldn't go there. I don't need to. I protect it, but not as a protection, as I'm afraid to have those conversations. It's just that there is no need to have those conversations. But I know that they will come to me if there is something. I know if they have a question or if they are challenged, they're going to come. And then we'll have that conversation at the right time. And it's one of the reasons why I decided not to do coaching. And some people ask me if I could do one-on-one coaching and have them. But it's never been part of my desire. I've always seen it and felt in my heart that it was about getting to as many people as possible on a very large scale and reach millions in a lot of different languages, and to spread this information as far as I could. But not to do it on a one-on-one. I think I do think we have similar problems, all of us, and healing that needs to be done. So if we do by those interviews, then it answers a lot of questions for a lot of people.
You reach a lot, and it's not like you do one session, but you reach many, many in one go.
Yeah, because and the people say, oh, it's funny because I wanted to ask that question, or that's exactly the problem I'm dealing with right now. How did you know? I don't do it. It's life that offers those topics. I choose the interviews and the topics because they come to me. It doesn't mean I sit on my bed and do nothing, but I do really actively I travel, I interview people, but let's say I would interview someone and this person would say, oh, you have to interview my delicious friend, Betty, that lives around the corner and
exactly.
She's so magnificent, nobody has ever heard of her. And you can be sure that that topic is exactly in alignment with what people need to hear on that day when it will be aired. How can I plan this? My goodness.
So true. So true.
I could not plan it. I would need hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people to work.
You listen to the big master, the universe. Lulu, we are heading to a break. All of you, you're listening to a very juicy interview with Lulu Massé. If you want to find out more about her, just, you know, Google it, Lulu Massé. She's a web sensation, 16 million viewers on YouTube. Go there, have fun. We're going to be right back after the break and talk about manifesting your dreams on a bigger scale.
On the Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to City Solve Urban Race.
Connect with your personal guardian angels, guides, and departed loved ones at Angels and the Afterlife, an enlightening day of answers with Doreen Virtue and John Holland on September 22nd in Seattle, Washington. Audience readings will be given throughout the day, so reserve your seat today by calling 800-654-5126. Discover how guardian angels support, heal, and guide to enact positive life changes. Tune in and increase your innate intuitive abilities to receive signs and signals from the other side. Seats are limited for the Angels and the Afterlife event, so call 800-654-5126 to reserve your seat today, or online, visit hayhouse.com.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world to find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams. Or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Transformation Talk Radio.
No pride taken for a ride. You say I'm the only one when I look in your eyes. I want
everyone. We're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia, and we're talking with Lilou Massé, talking about going after your big dreams, living your biggest purpose, and following and opening your heart. Before we go any further, Lilou, if people want to connect with you, hear about all your phenomenal interviews and all of what you offer, how can they connect with you?
Through the juicylivingtour.com or lilumassé.com. I think that's the easiest, yeah, through Facebook or...
Okay, everybody who is just tuning in, just go there, Lilou Massé. It's you can fill like evenings or days with browsing there and educating yourself, and it's all free. Lilou, you know, we're talking, you know, you mentioned your third book could even be, you know, I found my purpose and I loved it. Here's what I'm thinking, you know, when we find our you know, our purpose and do what we love, it's like, you know, your vocation becomes your vacation, basically, right? Because it's like that's what you're doing now.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not anymore. So that's why when people ask me, so what's your job? It's so strange. It's such a strange question. Or how do you make a living? Or how do you make a living? And it's just, it's all one big piece. And it's, but yet it has its boundaries too, and it doesn't have. I mean, it's all very, very, very interesting. It's just life now.
Right. And the Juicy Living Tour, Lilou, you're touring around Europe now. And of course, I'm from Europe. So is that different than the tour you're doing in America?
Yeah, it's not so different, no, because the questions or the teachings and the people are really the same, I feel, everywhere around the world, or at least in the countries I went to so far. So it's been wonderful to see that, how the information are really being spread so easily throughout the internet, and how we have similar question and challenges. But I see some, there are some maybe in Europe a bit more resistance, but there's also a lot of people that want this information to be shared. And I find a lot of, I'm very interested about Eastern Europe. But because all of this is not as common in Europe to speak of those topics, they're... It comes with, I'm facing a lot more challenges than last year, but maybe also because I'm ready to face those challenges, meaning I did lately some videos on cleaning up and how it's important for us to listen to our inner voice, and there are some manipulative people. I've been approached by some people that were saying, I'm the incarnation of Jesus, I'm the incarnation of Kuan Yin, I'm the incarnation of this, and it was really, really, you know, I had the courage to just be in front of them and say, you know, this is not what I want to promote or go for. I want people to realize that they have that within them. And it puts you in, they put me in really some situations, and I had to remove also some other videos, and I had to receive pressure. And so a lot of interesting things are coming up lately that make me see and want to step up to the next level, which is to really, really, really encourage people to take action and to listen to their inner voice, to not follow the gurus and the this and to that, but follow their own guidance and to start walking the talk and doing it. And the whole guru attitude, I'm really not being pissed off at it, but I really think we have to stop following them, because otherwise they'll continue to do their thing.
Yeah, I agree. I once wrote a blog post, and I can't remember exactly the title, but I think it was like the one and only guru to follow is... You know, falling off your soul.
Exactly. Yeah, our soul is the wise one.
Yeah.
So we just have to. It's not it's not about being afraid and then skeptic about everything. It's just being aware, and that there are some great, amazing things, and there's also some people that are just not wanting the best. And and I think we all have our own journey into this. And I know a lot of people related to this video I've done. And I just interviewed today the delicious Anita Moriani.
I interviewed her. I was just going to ask you, have you interviewed? I interviewed her two times. And it's just so, yeah, the magnificent
story on near-death experience. And I've interviewed her exactly a year ago after Dr. Wayne Dyer told me about her story. And that video is at 300,000 views, you know, right now on the internet.
I know.
And I just interviewed her again for the second time. I will interview her in person in November. And those are beautiful testimonials. And we ended the conversation, and I'll post it later on today. We ended the conversation on the guru, on this whole putting somebody on the pedestal, and how we do this in politics and in all industries, not just in the spiritual movement. But when we put somebody blindly on this pedestal and we follow, it's just, they wouldn't exist if there was no following. You know, we accept it.
Yeah.
We accept those TV shows. We accept those politicians. We accept those issues or the products on the market because there are some people to buy them, to listen to them, to follow them, to give money to them.
Yeah. And then, you know, and I think still all of us are fascinated by the calling of our own soul. That's the place where we want to be opened up to. But then, yeah, there's the other side of it too. When we deviate, when we just go the different direction and look outside of us.
Yeah.
And yeah, I know Anita Morjani is, you know, she's really been there and yeah, her message is absolutely about remembering our own magnificence and our own true calling. Lilou, yes. What is your next step now?
The next trip is I'm off to the French Riviera, Monaco and Nice and Cannes to interview some people there. I also have a web TV channel in French, and so I'll be doing some interviews in French and English, and then I'll be off to Manchester and Glasgow. There is the I Can Do It conference, the big A-House conference there, where Wayne Dyer will be, Anita also will be there, and other, I guess Sonia Choquette will also be there, that I really enjoy. So I'll head up, and then I look forward to going back to Hawaii again, because I spent 3 months last year on the Juicy Tour to interview people in Hawaii. So I'll be back. I really look forward to meeting the dolphins again.
Oh, yes.
Those delicious beings, so delicious. I'll go through Eastern Europe. I just came back from Budapest in Hungary. I never know how to say it in English, but I'll be back there very soon. I made some friends there, and there's some interesting things happening. There's a lot of things that are going to come up this year, a lot of projects, and I'm also going to promote my book that is going to be translated in French starting in October. So just a lot of beautiful things are unfolding.
Yeah, and you're embracing it with your open heart.
Yeah.
Lilou, we're heading almost to the end of the show, and I really, you know, for all of you listening, it is so important to go after your dreams, and we all get to points where we're frustrated, when we get stuck and procrastinate, and it's just so important. You've got to listen to that inner GPS. I have on yoursoulguidance.com. I have an absolutely free program, the 21-day secret soul map to your dreams. And absolutely, that's the heart of what I do daily. I get emails from people who know they're not going to hold back anymore. So go to Your Soul Guidance. Do that for your soul. And Lilou, thank you so much for opening your big, abundant heart, for giving us inspiration. And all of you go to Lilou Massé and just go hang out there. It's a great place to be.
Thank you
for sharing such great information. I thank all of you for tuning in to Your Soul Guidance with Saskia. I had a wonderful time. We're live every Wednesday at 9 Eastern, 8 Central, and 6 Pacific time. Next week we're back. Have a wonderful week and see you back soon. This was Saskia.
You've been listening to Your Soul Guidance, where you make dreams come true. Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to discover how to live a soul-guided life. begin a journey to a life filled with abundance, adventure, and happiness beyond imagining with your host, Saskia Rowell. Let Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to your dreams. Or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough session with Saskia, visit YourSoulGuidance.com or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
I used to be afraid, and now I love. I feel like fear just cripples you and love frees you. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing and changing from fear to love and showing people that that's the only way. I love, I love, I love. I no longer fear. Thank you.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.